gather round me, children, and I'll tell a story. Off the mountains in the days when guns was law, when two families got disputing, it was bound to end in shooting. Listen closely and I'll tell you what I saw.
The last of the hillbillies, Bob Dyer, became the first of the true national radio stars. And for a long time, DD was his Melbourne home.
They would shoot each other quicker than it takes your eye to flicker. They could knock a squirrel's eye out at 90 feet.
The buzzer was first.
While the iron is hot.
While the iron is hot, that's 1 point for the spinster. And the bell came in but a second. All right.
That's right.
Now, here's... he agrees, but he's a little bit too late for himself. Now, here's the second question. There's 1 point for the spinster. 3 out of 5 wins the chance to hit the jackpot. How many days are there in leap year? The bell.
365.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm glad you went up to 66. The score is now 1-1. One for the spinster and one for the bachelor.
And that is very early Bob Dyer. Of course, to follow that, he had great success with Pick-A-Box. He had great success in television. And the argument still goes on. Bob Dyer or Jack Davey, who was the greater? Well, they were both great, each with their specialized talents. Perhaps this is a good opportunity to call a truce and simply remember them both as stars of a very special era. Bob Dyer may have been our first American star, but he certainly wasn't our last. 3DB was multicultural long before anyone knew what the term meant. While other radio stations in Australia were hiring announcers who could sound American, 3DB hired from America the voice of the Legion Stadium Wrestling, Jack Little. He was brought exclusively to 3DB as compere of the Grays game. The late Jack Little, one of the most popular men in the industry, went on to compare many other programs, including Magazine of the Air, which was a latter-day version of Monty Blandford's Philosopher's Scrapbook. Jack joined the Exodus from radio and began his long career at Channel 9 in 1957. Little Jack Little, as he was known in America, died in the country of his adoption, Australia, in 1985, leaving behind a lot of happy memories sprinkled with his famous catch cries, "How about that?" And that's all there is. There isn't any more. And then there was Mike. Canadian Mike Dyer, who also went on to television like Jack, started his radio career in Australia at 3DB, like Jack. Mike was a great devotee of jazz. He began a program called Sound Study, which introduced to late-night listening some jazz artists and material not previously heard on DB. Cupid struck at DB many times over the years, and many met their match and spouse at the station. Mike was one of them. He married the lovely Judy Tilton. Judy Dyer reminisces about how Mike got his job and how they met.
Dave Worrell hired Mike, and because the Canadians had been very kind to Dave when he'd made his trip. Dave, here I am saying Dave, it was always Mr. Worrell, sir. But I'll be forgiven, I think. And he got the job as a disc jockey on All Night Show. And that's how he started. And then I went down with it for a publicity shot, as where I first met Mike. And Dan Webb and he were playing table tennis, and Mary McLaughlin herself had to stand there. Two attractive DB lasses, which Laurie Richards, our photographer, used to come in, and we always had to point the finger. And that was the meeting with Mike.
Mike Dyer lost his life in a tragic swimming accident on January the 8th, 1978. And with his passing, the industry mourned the man who brought to radio and television an innate sense of good taste and good music. Here's Mike closing off from his final sound study in the year 1971. And note how terminology has changed over the years.
There are many thanks to offer all around to the record companies who have been so cooperative with new releases and for having the foresight to stay with the moderns. To Kevin Coleman at Hartley's for making records available to me. To all those people who have written and loaned recordings in the past. To engineers and turntable boys here at 3DB who have made the job easier. And especially to Don Pruser, who operated our first program and our last one tonight. To those of you who stayed with Sound Study on and off for those 217 editions and provided encouragement by doing so. And finally, to all those people who believe in jazz in general and modern sounds in particular. We hope you keep up your fine works and let others know about the many good things in jazz. Until sometime then, this is Mike Dyer saying stay gay, thanks for listening, and trusting you'll be on hand whenever and wherever class should reassemble. Goodbye and thank you from Sound Study.